Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of Thriller Podcast. This is Kara Gonzalez. Today, we're going to be talking Star Wars. We got some new Star Wars news, and we're going to dive into Tech Tip of the Day. I got a new one for you. Then we're going to go into our coin talk, and then we're going to go into our main topic, which is Genesis mining. Get ready. Another episode of Thriller Podcast starting now.
Welcome to Thriller with Kara Gonzalez. I believe in the blockchain. Only time can heal this open wound. Segwit 2x 13 days. And counting.
It's time for the news. 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 Thriller with Kara Gonzalez.
Okay, guys, so first up, we got our Star Wars movie news, and as the time goes on, we're just going to see more and more of this get piling because of the new Last Jedi movie coming up here in December. So Kathleen Kennedy, she's pretty much the architect when it comes to new Star Wars things. She's actually doing her own thing right now, and she's promoting the new movie. She's promoting the new Han Solo movie. She's doing a lot of talks everywhere, and we were able to grab this one from YouTube. She goes into depth with about everything about the theme parks that are being built in Disneyland or in Disney World, and also with some video games and the newest Star Wars movies getting released every year. She talks about the roadmap of Star Wars. Like, dude, it's starting to look like Westworld, and it's pretty cool, especially when she talks about the theme parks. So I'm going to play it for you guys right now. Take a listen. Let me know what you think.
It's been pretty great. We literally just finished what was Red Cup, and we now know as Solo, which Ron Howard just announced recently. And we're right on the verge of releasing The Last Jedi.
Right, The Last Jedi.
And that is something we're incredibly excited about, and I think the fans are getting excited.
I mean, we are definitely getting into The Last Jedi season right now, and the hype is definitely growing. What was it like working on that production?
You know, I have to say, Rian Johnson is... I don't have enough accolades to say about him. He just had an amazingly good time every single day. He's such a huge fan, and I think he's done an exceptional job of taking these new characters and some of the legacy characters and moving us to this next place. And I think there'll be some surprises that people aren't expecting. That's what's so unique about what Rian has brought to this. He just has such an incredibly fertile imagination. There's a brief little moment in The Last Jedi where there's a little porg, and then there's a little baby porg next to the porg.
If it's there's the anything cuter than a porg, it has to be a baby porg.
A baby porg.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to
It doesn't
see.
Get better than that. Baby porg.
So moving on to Solo, you know, we've had a lot of fun following along with Ron's, you know, Instagram and Twitter posts from set. Because, I mean, it reminds us a lot of George's transmissions from the prequel sets, the StarWars.com.
There is a real importance of letting people have an inside look as to what we're doing and experience the fun of what we're doing. And I think Ron really captured that and had fun with it.
And it's really powerful in fostering our community. How important would you say the contributions of, you know, Dave Filoni and the animation team are to building the saga in this era?
I mean, Rebels is really what kicked off the new generation of Star Wars for the company. And I think that what Dave Filoni and his team have done is just amazing. I don't think there's any surprise that they were nominated for an Emmy.
Right? It's just gotten better and better every season.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that it's coming to a close.
Yes, I think everybody is. But now we're moving on to new things.
And it's not just traditional media. It's experiences. We're moving into the parks with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
We are so excited by that because, again, we can take innovation inside of live experiences, inside of what we think of as a park setting, combined with what you might see in a movie theater. There's some really interesting innovation going on inside this company.
Yeah.
Where we've started with The Void, which is Secrets of the Empire is what it's being called. And I just went through this and it is so cool. It's a different tool in storytelling. And by telling stories differently, you'll experience stories differently. And that's exciting. All these lines are kind of blurring. It's the way we look at games. Like for instance, Battlefront. You get to have this first person narrative driving the game and the environments are every bit as good as a lot of things that you see in movies. All of these things are merging these platforms in a way that I just think it's not disruptive, it's exciting.
Yeah, and she sounds like a crazy person. I'm just kidding. No, she sounds great. But it's funny because you can tell she's really into it. And that's cool. That's what you want in a person that's, you know, guiding this franchise, especially moving forward. I'm kind of happy now looking back that, you know, George Lucas finally got away from the property. And he, you know, left it in the good hands of Kathleen Kennedy, which is awesome. Her resume, if you guys don't know who she is, go to IMDb, type in Kathleen Kennedy, you'll see that she's made freaking some of the best movies of all time. So yeah, that's it for news. Let's go ahead and get into some coin. Nope. Let's get into tech tip of the day first.
Cars, tech tip of the day.
And today's tech tip of the day is actually Flux. If you guys never heard of Flux, go to gofluxyourself.com. No, just kidding. It's not called that. It's actually justgetflux.com. And you guys ever notice how, like, when you're, you know, staring at your computer all day, it makes like a blue glow and it's just kind of, it just wakes you up and it keeps you awake and your eyes just don't stop. They just don't stop not blinking. So Flux is a pretty cool program. It's designed to be where you're at. So it'll actually change the mood of your computer screen throughout the day. So if it's, you know, 10 p.m., then it's going to change the way your screen looks. And then if it's like 8 a.m., it's going to change it to like morning time and sunrise. It's pretty freaking awesome. It's pretty freaking awesome technology. It's pretty freaking awesome how they do this with software alone, no retina screen, nothing, no hardware required. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. They have it on Mac. They have it on Windows. I recommend you get it, especially if you're staring at a computer screen all day. Justgetflux.com. Make your life better. Help your eyes. You know, it's. I think you'll notice a difference having Flux on your computer system almost immediately. After using it a couple days, you're not going to be able to go back to not having Flux on your system. And that is the truth. This is probably one of the best tech tips of the day I've had since we started. So justgetflux.com. Go get Flux. Make your life better and help your eyes. Now it's time for Coin Talk.
It is time for Coin Talk.
I'm not going to lie, guys. This is probably my favorite part of my day, Coin Talk. I'm serious. I love talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. I do it at work all day. I come home and I talk about it. I talk about it with you guys. It's just fun. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's get in. Let's look here. Fucking Bitcoin, man. Bitcoin is at $7,100. It is redonkulous at this point. Redonkulous. Donkey conkulous. So we got XLM coin. Gosh. It's dying. It's at 2 cents. We got ADA coin doing okay. Not bad. It, guys, honestly, oh my God, GameCoin actually went down today to $1.58. Oh, I'm so glad I sold when I did. XEM coin is down as well. Oh, my poor Doge. Dogecoin is down too. Yeah, guys, it looks like BitConnect and Bitcoin are the only ones left in this game of cryptocurrency. They're the only ones that are up. Everything else is down. We go to Ripple. Ripple's down. Guys, this surge that we're having with Bitcoin right now, it's not going to last forever. It's just going to last till the 16th, probably till the 14th, I would give it, before everybody starts selling off, you know, 24 hours before the fork. If you're invested into altcoin right now, and you plan on keeping it long-term, now's probably a good time to buy more of that particular coin that you have, just because it's a lot lower price. Yes, it might seem really dumb to buy more altcoin right now, especially, like, say, for example, if I had Cardano coin, and it's, you know, it's only trading at 2 cents, and it looks like it's going to be under a cent here pretty soon. It's in my best interest to, if I already have some, and I'm already losing money on it, might be better off just buying more of it. And the only reason I say that is all altcoins right now are going down. It has nothing to do with the particular coin. It's just the max amount of Bitcoin in circulation right now is just overwhelming. And people are just coming in here and just buying it by the boatload. And there's a lot of Bitcoin. So there's a lot of Bitcoin, and it's going to keep rising. It's at 7150 right now. It's probably going to get up to at least 7500 by the weekend, maybe 8. We will see. But I will not be surprised, guys, if we start off on Monday with a new podcast saying it's at $9,000. I'm not even joking. I wouldn't be surprised. So if you're going to buy Bitcoin, if you're planning on holding long-term for Bitcoin, now's the time to do it. I do want to play for you guys some really eye-opening documentary that I just saw. It's with Andreas Antopoulos, and he's actually being interviewed, and he goes into depth with everything surrounding about Bitcoin and the way the market is, and it's just fascinating as hell. And I want to play that for you guys right now. That way you can go over there to YouTube, search for The Death of Money. It's a great documentary. I recommend it, guys. Check it out. I'm going to play it right now.
The biggest criminals in the world have banking licenses of their own. They don't need to money launder. They own HSBC, and that money launders for them. Keep in mind, this isn't a matter of evil people doing evil things. This is a matter of systemic corruption. And know your government. Guess what? They're funding the war criminals. They're funding the terrorists. They're paying the arms dealers. And they're doing it using the banking system that they're supposedly doing oversight on. There will always be criminal activity. That's part of society. Changing the way money works only ends up punishing the innocent. If the government can watch everything you do, if they can watch every time you spend money, their ability to control your behavior is enormous. And it will put people at the mercy of a system in which, at a flick of a binary switch, you can become a non-person. Went to the wrong website, attended the wrong protest, associated with the wrong political party, expressed support for the wrong idea, off. You no longer exist. That's scenario A. Scenario B is a world in which we have a fully connected economy using a form of currency that is neutral, transparent, global, and open, belonging to everyone, requiring no qualification to enter or access the system, and not under the control of any government or bank. That's what Bitcoin offers.
Yeah, and Andreas, he's just a very, very smart man. And when he talks about these things, it just brings to light a lot of the injustices that we have in our society today and how Bitcoin can help save that. I think it's funny that a lot of people see Bitcoin as a threat, or they see it as a systemic problem trying to mitigate itself against other people who are on the opposite side of it. And it just doesn't make any sense. So yeah, go check out the documentary, Death of Money. I think it's worth your time. So now, let's go ahead and get into our main topic, Genesis Mining.
Time for today's main topic. On Thriller with Car Gonzalez. Only on Anchor.fm.
Genesis Mining. It's been a while. I've been wanting to do a podcast on Genesis Mining. It's probably one of the second most things that I'm really into besides BitConnect. It's pretty cool. And it's not a scam. If you go to YouTube, you type in Genesis Mining, all you see is scam. And I think the reason they do that is because they really want you to believe that you're just throwing money into the abyss. But as with anything in Bitcoin, there are always going to be the word scam attached to it. It's just the public trying to scare people off, honestly. They don't know anything about it. But take it from me, I'm actually invested in Genesis Mining, so I'm making money from it, so it's not a scam, trust me. And it doesn't take very much to even start this. So basically what Genesis Mining is, it's a way for you to get into the Bitcoin mining game without actually having to buy your own equipment or having to pay for somebody to run all the machines and to, you know, to run the mining pool and to pay for the electricity and to wait for deliveries and excessive heat and loud noises and cost of cooling and energy consumption. It's a whole lot of mess when it gets to mining Bitcoin. And this is actually one of the great ways to actually get into it. Even if you don't even want to spend too much money, you can get into it. So right now they actually have a plan that you can start off. You pay $29. You get 2 years of Ethereum mining, which is pretty awesome. If you ask me, $29 for 2 years of Ether mining. They convert that to Bitcoin if you would like them to, or you can use it to rehash, you know, some of your power or your mining power. And basically how this works is, you know how Ethereum is a decentralized platform, but it runs off of smart contracts and those applications that run exactly as programmed without any possibility of a downtime, anything like that, censorship or third-party interference. But with the contracting time, the Ethereum mining plans, they will run for a maximum of 24 months. However, should Ethereum switch to proof of stake before the end of the term, then we will use the least hardware on a best effort basis to mine the most profitable coin. So say Ether mining just gets too hard to mine, they'll go ahead and switch to like Zcash or even Dogecoin, whatever they can mine that'll turn you a profit. And there's no maintenance fee for anything the entire time of the contract. You're saving a lot of money because you're only purchasing $29, you know, and that's it. You don't have to pay anything monthly or anything like that. There's no extra fees. All electricity is built into the cost because it's 100% green energy. It's actually based in Iceland where there's thermal energy that they use to, you know, gain all the heat. And it's freaking cold up there in these machines, these ant miners. They produce a lot of heat. So it's a win-win all the way around. The hardware is in a remote location. So yeah, like I said, there you don't have to deal with loud noise or anything like that. It's in Iceland. It's probably one of the most profitable places to mine just because of where it's at and the cost of doing business there and just the way the laws are set up over there in Iceland. I think it's amazing. I think you guys should definitely check it out. I think it's worth your time. It doesn't cost any money. If we go here to the actual Genesis Mining dashboard, you can see it has different hash rates that you can select. And it shows like you can add more hash rates to a particular mining column. And from there, you can add, additional mining hash rates to it. And it just keeps going on and on and on. Buy more hash power. You can allocate different hash power to different parts of your mining dashboard. It's pretty cool. You can increase more as time goes on. You get those contracts every time. So it's like $30. You have one that you can do for, I believe it's like $100, it's at $869. And that's for 2 years as well. But you get like 30 hash marks, and you can use that towards, you know, using it towards your hash rate of whatever you want to mine. And then you earn more money that way. I've seen people will purchase like the $800 version of it, and then they'll spend like 7 months recouping the money that they put in. And then after that, they're just making money on the dollar, and that's it. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you guys want to sign up for it, we have a referral code for this podcast. So you could go to thrillerpodcast.club/Genesis, GENESIS, thrillerpodcast.club/Genesis. You get an extra 3% if you use the code capital H, lowercase x, lowercase I, 91, capital I. Kind of weird you have to put a special code, but I'll put it inside the show notes if you guys want it. thrillerpodcast.club/genesis, that's where you need to go to get signed up. You get 3% discount, so instead of paying $30, you actually only pay like $27-$26, and you can pay with Bitcoin. So if you have Bitcoin, throw $30. You probably made that in the last couple weeks anyway. Even, you know, so yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to make money off of off of mining right now. You could do this way, you could just buy Bitcoin. It's just all the way around. It's just a great time to be involved in cryptocurrency. So get started with Genesis Mining and make some money. I mean, that's what we're all trying to do here, you know? So that's going to be it for this episode. Let's go ahead and get you on to the end of the show. You know, I love receiving mail from you guys. I really do. But what I love even better is being contacted via Twitter. So hit us up at Thriller Podcast on Twitter. If you guys want to take pictures and send them my way, feel free to at Instagram, at Car Gonzalez. And for all you snap people out there, the snap spectacles, hit us up on car-cons, search for it, and our website, thrillerpodcast.club. you guys want to support the show, go over to thrillerpodcast.club/Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and become a part of the Thriller Army. You can donate $1 a month to get access to everything that we have to offer at Patreon. If you guys want to get into the mining game, join Genesis. Go to thrillerpodcast.club/Genesis and save 3%. If you guys just want to buy straight up Bitcoin, go to thrillerpodcast.club/Coinbase. You'll get a free $10 of Bitcoin with your first purchase. That's awesome. If you guys want to get started with making some real money, go to thrillerpodcast.club/BitConnect. There you'll get an extra 3% on your first investment with BitConnect. Hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll see you next time on Thriller Podcast. We are out.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Thriller Podcast wants you to have a nice day. Remember to buy Bitcoin and save the world, one Satoshi at a time.